When representatives with African Men for Sexual Health and Rights, or AMSHE, arrived in the country to attend the 2015 International Conference on HIV, AIDS and Sexually Transmitted Infections in Africa, ICASA, officials stopped them from bringing in printed materials to distribute at the week-long event. Officials demanded they pay an excise tax on the books and brochures, and then they confiscated them. As a result, the organization was forced to conduct their pre-conference workshop without exhibition supplies. AMSHE Executive Director Ken Esom says his group met with Zimbabwean authorities in July and were not advised of any restrictions on duties. He thinks his group is being sabotaged by the homophobic government, which criminalizes gay activities.
We have attended many conferences of this nature. Conference delegates have never been required to pay duty on conference materials, especially when states bid to host the conference. So it's been challenging for us to arrive with conference materials and then be given a bill which we didn't anticipate. And as you can see, that's impacted on the quality of the pre-conference, because we had our books printed, we had agenda materials, information materials aimed at improving the interaction here.
State security also pulled down the group's booth at the main ICASA arena because of open quote, colorful and attractive messaging, close quote, on their posters and banners. Expressing their disappointment, AMSHE has petitioned African leaders through the ICASA Secretariat demanding recognition of LGBT rights. They say continued discrimination on gays and lesbians further fuels the spread of HIV, thereby dooming the 2030 World AIDS elimination target. Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe has clearly stated that the gay rights debate will never be put on the national agenda. The veteran leader has on several occasions denounced the homosexuals, using deeply offensive terms like pigs and dogs to refer to members of the LGBT community. Garika Chaunza, FSRN, Harare.